7. Update on implementation of the strategy and other progress. The implementation plan contains 27 outcomes with 107 actions. A number of these actions contain multiple interim actions, with 25 actions underway and ongoing, and a number complete. Housing for All is the framework document under which the strategy and this implementation plan are being delivered. It contains 6 actions relating to housing for disabled people. All of the actions are either complete or underway as outlined. Action 7.1. Deliver a new national housing strategy for people with a disability, 2022 to 2027, following stakeholder and public consultation, and with a range of actions which will detail coordination and alignment of housing, health and community supports. Progress. The Housing Agency coordinated wide stakeholder consultation to develop the strategy and in preparing the implementation plan. The strategy and this implementation plan have been published. Action 7.2. See footnote 8. Corresponding action within this implementation plan is 6.1.1. Local Authority Housing Delivery Action Plans will set out how dedicated social housing provision appropriate to the needs of disabled people will be delivered, matching the scale and extent of housing need identified for people with a disability. Progress. All local authorities submitted a Housing Delivery Action Plan, HDAP, in December 2021. The plans set out details of each local authority's delivery of social housing over the period 2022 to 2026. They were informed by the targets for social housing delivery contained in Housing for All and individual targets issued to each local authority for the same period. The plans also address other specific policy measures, such as housing for disabled people. They set out details of local authority delivery in addition to other delivery partners, including approved housing bodies. This is the first such multi-annual delivery planning undertaken by the sector and will be an interactive process throughout the 5 years. The plans are a key business tool in supporting the development of the housing pipelines required to meet the Housing for All targets, and will assist in overall planning for other stakeholders, such as water and electricity utility providers. Local authorities published their housing delivery action plans on their websites from quarter 2, 2022. Action 7.3. See footnote 9. Corresponding action within this implementation plan is 6.1.1. Local authorities will consider the housing needs of people with a disability through the Housing Need and Demand Assessment, HNDA, framework, and feed that into their housing strategies as part of their development plan process. Progress. The HNDA comprises a standardised methodology that can quantify the current and projected housing needs of a particular local authority area, including in relation to requirements for different tenures, owner-occupier, private rented, social rent, and affordability constraint. It is the central evidence base informing local authority housing strategies under Section 94 of the Planning and Development Act 2000, which in turn inform the housing policies of the respective city or county development plan. The HNDA framework and tool were published in April 2021. Research by the Economic and Social Research Institute, ESRI, on regional demographics and structural housing demand at a county level, published in December 2020, provides a robust, up-to-date and independently developed housing demand projection to inform policy and investment regarding housing at national and local levels. The research underpins structural housing demand within the HNDA tool, forming the basis of national housing supply targets to 2030 and informing housing strategy and city and county development plan processes at local authority level. Guidelines on housing supply target methodology for development planning, prepared under Section 28 of the Planning and Development Act 2000, were issued by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage in December 2020, further to NPO 36 of the National Planning Framework. The guidelines provide a national methodology for each planning authority to estimate an overall housing supply target for their development plan that is consistent with adopted national and regional growth targets in the National Planning Framework and regional spatial and economic strategies. Government published its Housing for All Action Plan update on the 2nd of November 2022. It sets out the government's approach to reviewing and refreshing the current targets and projections. The HNDA framework and housing targets will be reviewed as part of this work. As a critical element of this work, the ESRI will update its research on structural housing demand once the detailed census data is available in June 2023. The work will be completed towards the end of 2023, with refreshed targets agreed thereafter. Action 7.4. See footnote 10. Corresponding action within this implementation plan is 3.3.1. Review the range of housing grants available to assist with meeting specific housing needs, including the Housing Adaptation Grant for People with a Disability, and implement relevant changes. Progress. A report on the review of the housing adaptation grants for older people and people with a disability has been prepared. Among the areas which the review considered were the income thresholds and grant limits and the application and decision-making processes, including supplementary documentation required. Action 7.5. See footnote 11. Corresponding action within this implementation plan is 6.1.1. Nominate disability-friendly housing technical advisors in each local authority. Progress. Government policy is to support disabled people to live in their own homes and communities with dignity and independence for as long as possible. The aim is to ensure that disabled people will have greater choice by developing a range of housing options that are suited to their needs, so they can plan ahead and, insofar as possible, choose the right home for them. All local authorities have nominated a staff member to undertake the role of disability-friendly housing technical advisors, so that this resource is available across the country. A member of staff at the appropriate technical level of expertise has been nominated to provide specialist advice to the authority itself and to interested parties who want to get involved in providing disability-friendly housing. Action 7.6. See footnote 12. Corresponding action within this implementation plan is 1.1.3. Housing and Disability Steering Groups will report quarterly on the implementation of their local strategic plans regarding housing for people with a disability to the Chief Executive and the Strategic Policy Committee. Progress. Housing and Disability Steering Groups report quarterly on the implementation of their local strategic housing plans for disabled people to the Chief Executive and the Strategic Policy Committee. There were a number of actions within the strategy itself that were commenced following its publication. Mental Health Tenancy Sustainment Officer, TSO, service. Under Theme 2, Interagency Collaboration and the Provision of Supports, the Mental Health Tenancy Sustainment Officer, TSO, role was extended nationally in 2022. The 14 posts, 6.5 new posts, are jointly funded by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage and the HSE Mental Health Services. The service is delivered through the AHB sector. The role involves the TSOs providing prospective tenants with the support they need to move into their new home. They work in close collaboration with local authorities, other AHBs, and engage with local voluntary and statutory agencies to ensure tenants have access to appropriate community supports to facilitate independent living. The workers also support tenants to sustain their tenancies and work closely with members of the community mental health teams, whose role is to provide any clinical aspects of a community care plan. Information and communication strategy. As outlined in the National Housing Strategy for Disabled People 2022 to 2027 initial work plan, the housing agency was tasked with creating an information and communication strategy to accompany the National Housing Strategy for Disabled People 2022 to 2027. The overall aim of the information and communication strategy is to outline how good practice communication relating to housing and disability should be conducted at a local and national level. This strategy aims to provide key stakeholders, such as local authorities and those who engage with the housing and disability sector, with communication guidelines for interacting with disabled people. In developing this strategy, the housing agency has examined relevant standards and guidelines in Ireland and Europe to inform the document. It will act as a reference point for good practice guidelines for communication with disabled people and details various forms of accessible information and communication. The Information and Communication Strategy provides guidance on good practice principles for communication and accessibility, how accessible publications should be developed and communicated, how accessible events should be organised and communicated to disabled people, and how meetings should be conducted to make them more accessible for disabled people. By providing this guidance, the information and communication strategy will ensure the actions, outcomes and themes of the strategy are realised and disabled people have access to information and are communicated with effectively regarding their housing needs. Awareness strategy. As part of the strategy's initial work plan, the housing agency was tasked with preparing an awareness strategy. The purpose of the campaign is to promote the strategy and its implementation plan locally and nationally with stakeholders, the general public, and throughout the disability sector through various platforms. In preparation, stakeholders were asked to submit their suggestions for the campaign. A focus group was also held with stakeholders, including members from disabled persons organisations, DPOs, disability organisations, local authorities, HSE Disability and HSE Mental Health Services. The housing agency has developed videos featuring disabled people sharing their views and hopes for the strategy, the importance of accessible housing, living independently and being included in the community, and consultation and effective participation. Posters have been developed to raise awareness among the public. A key message from the focus groups was the importance of continuing the awareness strategy, as it was noted that a short campaign is often not sufficient. Therefore, the awareness campaign will be ongoing throughout the lifetime of the strategy. Publications. As part of Theme 4, Communication and Access to Information in the strategy, a number of accessible documents have been developed, which include the following. Housing options. The housing agency has developed a guide to housing options for the general public. This guide provides information on various housing options, schemes and grants available through local authorities. It has been published in a suite of formats, including easy to read, screen reader friendly, accessible Word version, Irish and plain English. The document outlines information on various schemes, including the following: local authority housing, AHB housing, housing assistance payment, HAP, grants, traveller accommodation and older persons accommodation. The easy-to-read guide to the Housing Assistance Payment Tenant Guidebook. The easy-to-read guide to the Housing Assistant Payment, HAP, Tenant Guidebook was developed in 2022. The guide provides information on the government-supported programme, including information on rent payments, eligibility criteria, how to apply, and the agreements the tenant must follow to maintain this type of tenancy. Easy-to-read guide to tenancy agreements. The easy-to-read guide to tenancy agreements was developed in 2023. The guide outlines the terms and conditions of a rental agreement between a landlord and tenant. Information detailing the rights and responsibilities of both parties, such as maintenance and rent payments, are detailed in the guide. Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act 2015. In anticipation of the commencement of the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act 2015, the Housing Agency organised and developed training for local authority and approved housing body, AHB, staff, which commenced in May 2022. This training covered the legal aspects of the new legislation, how it will be applied in real-life scenarios, how the Act will interact with housing and social housing-related issues, and also general awareness-raising regarding the Act. The sessions incorporated the views of lived experience with people from Inclusion Ireland supported to present, as well as Age Friendly Ireland and others. The training was provided at 14 in-person training sessions in counties throughout Ireland from June to August 2022. In total, 450 local authority and AHB staff received this training. Follow-up online webinar sessions were completed in November 2022 for housing practitioners from local authorities, AHBs and Age-Friendly Ireland. A short guide to the Act has also been produced by the Housing Agency, as well as awareness-raising posters for housing practitioners. Sharing the Vision. A working group was established in May 2022 between the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage and the Department of Health to advance Recommendation 68 under Sharing the Vision. This working group, also comprising of the Housing Agency and the Health Services Executive, are working to develop and plan the delivery of a protocol. Wasted Lives Report. An under 65 stakeholder reference group has been established to enable all key stakeholders to provide expert and experiential input and guidance to the programme where required. The work of this group will be essential because access to suitable housing is a key challenge for the HSE disability teams working with individuals transitioning into the community. Allocations to Disabled People 2022. Since 2017, the Housing Agency has collated figures from each local authority on their allocations in the previous year to disabled people under each of the four categories. Disability, Physical, 2016, 682. 2017, 833. 2018, 761. 2019, 1,231. 2020, 1,038. 2021, 1,121. 2022, 1,089. Sensory, 2016, 88. 2017, 118. 2018, 155. 2019, 239. 2020, 222. 2021, 338. 2022, 389. Mental, 2016, 194. 2017, 365. 2018, 318. 2019, 632. 2020, 521. 2021, 597. 2022, 695. Intellectual. 2016, 215. 2017, 199. 2018, 167. 2019, 296. 2020, 312. 2021, 338. 2022, 299. Classification. See footnote 13. Classification of need was initially included to account for situations where the applicant or household member had a disability, but that was not the basis of need on which they were allocated a social housing tenancy. 2016, 27. 2017, 64. 2018, 142. 2019 to 2022, not applicable. Total, 2016, 1,206. 2017, 1,579. 2018, 1,543. 2019, 2,398. 2020, 2,093. 2021, 2,394. 2022, 2,472.